until we get a vaccine, we'll probably have that kind of a situation. We're certainly getting into more normal opportunities. We don't have to have quite the knee-jerk reaction that we've had in the past, and response time does lengthen out. But we certainly don't want to risk losing help from the federal government by not having an emergency declaration.
Governor Gary Herbert announced in a Thursday press conference that a new state of emergency declaration will be going into effect for the coronavirus after the original one expires. He says the declaration is designed to help the governor make decisions in response to emergencies. Although declarations are typically in place for 30 days, in epidemic or pandemic situations, he says, it's not unusual for these declarations to last longer. This new state of emergency declaration will last another 30 days, and Herbert says he does not know if it will be extended.
All states in America today have an emergency declaration in place, including the federal government. So if we were not to do this, we would be the only state of the 50 that would not have an emergency declaration in place for our state during this pandemic.
Herbert says he will continue to work with legislative leaders in regards to the statute details moving forward. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.